Maybe she's downstairs. Okay, and David Hornfisher, David here. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay.
Want to? And then we'll get Charlene. Okay, David Hornfisher. It looks like he's all set.
Okay, you know, maybe that's enough with the guitars for a minute, huh? Maybe the ears need a break, but we're going to get to a little song piece before we're done with this. And maybe a little history lesson. And, you know, this is a week where, You got it up there? This is a week where we're talking about birthdays. Some people really got one right going right out here. But we have a big birthday coming up this week, right? Our country's birthday, right? Yeah, wow. I don't know which one it is, but, you know, I had another birthday recently, too. And in the tradition of my uncle, who, when he was 80, he told a bank teller, I'm 40, twice, okay? Well, yeah, well, I used to do that, too, for a long time. When I was 35, twice last year, you know? And this past year, though, I had a problem. I hit a year that is indivisible. The year after, 36 twice, 35 twice, 71. It's a prime number. So what can I say? Yeah, I'm in the prime of my life, right? Okay, all right, okay. Stay with that, stay with it. Don't get ahead of me yet. But my birthday is June 15th, which is a special day. Does anybody know what comes before June 15th? June 14th, yeah, there you go. We got somebody, we got the math department over here. No, June 14th is Flag Day. And all the while I was growing up, I always felt somewhat intimidated because on my birthday, they took the flags down. You know, so what's going on? Well, anyway, so much for Dave and Dave's dumb birthday stuff. But, you know, this is the country's birthday coming up, and, you know, two of the ways that we honor it are with our flag. Right, Betsy Ross's nice piece of sewing work, and a song. You know, the birthday has a song. It's a song we all sing. I'm watching a Red Sox game up here. Gets sung every night, and I'm going to get to a poll. Let's start out with the fact that I've discovered on a trip to Baltimore last week, Baltimore, right, that this song is actually part of the Red Sox and Chicago Cubs curse. Honest. The so-called national anthem. This is the 115th anniversary of the national anthem, or 115th year that it was officially declared. It was actually the 200th year since it was written. But anyway, that was first played at a sporting event during a World Series when the Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs played. And that was in 1918. And after that World Series, neither team played in a World Series for a long time. So I kind of blame that song, you know. Maybe the old Star Spangled Banner had something to do with the curse, but the song actually wasn't actually called even the Star Spangled Banner when it was first written. It was called In Defense of Fort McHenry, because it was written right after a naval battle in Baltimore ending the War of 1812. That's part of the history lesson for tonight, but the song wasn't set to music until the next year when it was actually called the Star Spangled Banner, okay? But the song itself was actually, the words are actually based on an English poem and a song called To Anacreon in Heaven, the constitutional song of the Anacreonic Society of London, yes, that met in a tavern in London for a concert followed by a dinner and merrymaking, somewhat like this maybe, right? The song depicts a squabble between Greek gods to which the wine god Bacchus has the solution, and they all join in devotion to the myrtle of Venus and Bacchus's wine. Okay, this is our national anthem, right? Okay, it gets better, because Anacreon, who they're honoring, turns out was an ancient Greek poet who lived around the year 500 BC, okay? And whose many poems about the pleasures of wine and the results earned him the reputation of the bard of the grape. Okay, he's reputed to have died at the ripe old age of 86, and anybody want to know how he died? He choked on a grape seed, okay? This is part of our national anthem, right? Don't lose me on that, okay? This is many of the famed Anacreon's poems, right, were largely about boys that he abused sexually. Our national anthem, okay? Even more interesting, the tune itself may not even be English in origin. As John Stafford Smith, who wrote the tune, he's thought by some to have lifted from a military song written by, yes, Anyone want to guess? The French. Okay, we love the French. Anyway, Francis Scott Key, we all know that name, right? A nice 1779, son of a Maryland slave owner, interestingly enough, writing about the land of the free and the home of the brave. Francis Scott Key became a successful lawyer. Our national anthem was written by a lawyer. How appropriate in today's political mess where we've got a government full of lawyers and a national anthem written by a lawyer. Anyway, Key became later a district attorney in Washington, and he used his office to defend slavery interests in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Key was married. He had 11 children. However, he was also said to be gay and a member of the first openly gay drinking club in the U.S., and as the phrase was popular at the time, it said, as queer as a key, happens to refer to the author of our national anthem. And the song was written on, of all places, a British ship, where Key, a leading local lawyer, and another American were trying to negotiate the release of a prisoner. And in the morning, as they sailed away on the British ship, Key saw the American flag flying, and he was inspired to write his poem to the rhythms of composer John Smith's To Anna Crean in Heaven. So, to conclude, the soon was our national anthem, which we're going to all sing. Maybe we should do that. We've got a lot of singers in the room. But the tune was originally a British drinking song, French in origin. Its title honored a Greek who was a child molester and an alcoholic. The original song honored a Greek wine god, Bacchus, who died from a grape. The author of the national anthem's lyrics was the son of a slave owner. He was gay, a lawyer, opposed slavery's abolition in the land of the free. The song didn't become our official national anthem until 115 years after its creation, and the Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs were jinxed by it. Oh, say, can you see? Good night. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.